Cloverfield Lane is very assured filmmaking. What we do here is take the title from J.J. Abrams' earlier movie, the handheld camera on Cloverfield, put it in 210 Cloverfield Lane. And does that mean that we have an alien movie? Spoiler alert, maybe. The movie spends the majority of its time trying to let the audience sit in the uncomfortable position of not knowing whether the main character has been abducted intentionally or by accident by John Goodman's character, who he plays like a worse version of himself from Big Lebowski, where he's just gone nuts. But is he nuts, or is it a world that's gone nuts and he's the only sane one? And that's the sort of complicating factor. And I dare say Alfred Hitchcock Ian, in that it lets you hang with what you don't see more than what you actually see. So that sort of hints and drops little red herrings and clues, so that you spend the majority of the time wondering, should we be happy that we're in this trailer or not? It could be a very effective stage piece. It could have been a piece of theater. But as a movie, it's even more fun. And the sort of uncomfortableness of the audience being stuck in the trailer with the main characters as they are cinematically. The director does a great job of keeping the shots tight, making you feel claustrophobic, and making you assess, is Donald Trump correct? If so, is this the future? So, 10 Cloverfield Lane, very much the type of movie that would have been made 50 years ago, and still so rarely, unfortunately, made today. A celebration and a triumph of minimalist filmmaking, the type of movie that knows its audience, doesn't need to be pandered to, and really a celebration of the type of psychological horror film that we so rarely see, which is a horror film / sci-fi film that deals mostly with the mind without showing us too much. That being said, spoiler alert, they do show us the monsters, and it does turn out to be a sci-fi film, but it does it at the very end, and at that point it makes sense and still turns into a good, like, female horror film prototype, where the main character, who does an ample job carrying the film, really turns her little bit of sort of Ripley from Aliens, her little sequence there. So we expect good things from Mary Elizabeth Winstead, who is the main character. She's been in a few indie films, notably The Spectacular Now. So look for her to keep up the good work. And, of course, John Goodman. We have nice things for him. The guy is the guy from Network, who plays, like, sort of the best friend in the show. He's a little miscast, I think, as a hick, sort of hillbilly type. He's hard to believe, considering he's been playing an East Coast left-wing news journalist he seemed a little typecast, and it was a little jarring and not that believable to see him as, like, a sort of a love interest / fear figure. But then again, he is killed off, so spoiler alert.